This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Fritzy not with us today. He will return on Monday. He's got a lot of stuff to answer to. Why block me on Twitter? If he has high expectations of the Phillies this year, what he thought of Honest Jack, what he did this whole week on paternity leave. Nobody believes that.
Yeah. How helpful were you to Gio this week?
Oh, come on, man. Jack, stop tweeting.
Yeah.
That's what Jill's saying. Stop looking at your phone.
Well, he doesn't play video games.
No, he doesn't.
So we know he's not sitting around doing that.
No, he's just watching the 2022 Phillies video yearbook over and over again.
I believe.
We know what he's doing. Yep. We'll get to the Pro Football Focus Top 101 from this year in a second. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're in WIP.
My man's Bobby. Big Eye. Jack, Monday's creeping up, baby. Come home.
Yeah.
Come up there.
You got to pay the piper.
Hey, man. You know what? Y'all was. Ooh, pause. Oh,
wow. Well, that no, that's pause, pay the piper right? Is not a pause.
What are you talking
about? No.
Hey. Oh, no. Oh, no, locker room lurker. Oh, no. Oh, no. Hey, listen. Like I told Spike, I DM'd Spike yesterday. I don't wear tight shirts. I just be flexing, and the shirt just hug my body. I don't wear tight shirts. I wear a size large, and then what's name? If my clothes fit, what superheroes you know put loose clothes on anyway? I'm a superhero, baby. I'm Super Yoshi. So my clothes gonna fit the way they need to be fit. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking
about.
Look
like, go ahead. Hey, come on, man. What's his name? Like, I said this as soon as I got on the phone, these boys want to talk about me. And I love LL. I sure was up on the TV because he was a light-skinned brother. We needed them. I needed them to lean on back in the day. LL, Crystal Williams, I'll be sure. You know all the light-skinned brothers that you hated, Ike Reese. I leaned on all of them.
And all of them with good hair.
He made you want to lift weights. He made you want to be... That's right. What's that? You know, I'm a partial child. My daddy's something, and my mama's something. What's name? And we both on black. And but we something extra. So yeah, I leaned on that type of stuff. I did. And Spike gonna talk about I wear the same shirt. Yeah, I probably do, cause you wear like a large or an extra large. Your big shirt wearing tail.
I wear a medium.
No, you ain't wearing no small.
I wear a medium.
Medium, get out.
I'm more jacked than you think. Yoshi.
Oh, those 250 push-ups.
Man, yep. That Eagles hoodie you had on looked like it was a moo-moo when we was there in a chicken and peas.
All right. The hoodies are big, but the T-shirts are medium.
Okay. All right. And Spike, you are the biggest winner. I agree. Because your part of the season has been successful. Spike, your part of the season is just not representing. Jack is to be determined. I agree. That's why you first on the show. And y'all notice that since Fritz's name been on the show, he's been taking days off like he really the boss. Y'all notice that?
Yeah, we have noticed it.
Paternity leave.
He's not grinding
anymore.
He's got his
name on the show. He can do what he wants to.
Yeah, I don't know if he's just happy he got his name on the show or if he's protesting the fact that his name is third.
Well, it don't deserve second or first right now. So we're keeping it. I love you, Fritz. Let me stop. Spike about to make me go down that rabbit hole of this and Fritz. And I don't want no mean texts and emojis.
All right.
And I don't think the offense needs to change drastically. It just needs a nice, even balance. More of a balance. I mean, we're saying it could be 60-40 either way. Like, no, we can't lean on Saquon like we did last year because we don't want to run him in a hole. I still believe he's going to be better than the average back next year. But it do need to be a little bit more balance going on as far as this offense is going on. Like, and I don't think nobody's catching up to us, like, for real, because we've been running it all the time anyway. What's them? And they still ain't been able to stop it. I still want us to, like, pass it a little bit more. And we know he can do it with that elite quarterback we got, right, I agree?
That's right.
Man, so Joel trash right now.
He is
straight trash right now. I'm sorry, but he is trash. I'm glad you finally realized it. That's why you got to get on that Jalen boat, because Joel is trash. And Dagon Jalen is the best. I remember y'all was naming the best athlete out of the three, Bryce, Joel, and Jalen. Jalen is number one right now. He is number one. He has done what the other two haven't done. He's number one, and I love it. Oh, I love it. And you don't look like the fat boy. You look more like Charlie Murphy. I'm going to bring you a jersey.
I got that when I was older.
And one of them... Man, what's that?
And nobody started making that comparison until the Chappelle Show came on.
Yeah, I remember. There was a lot of Charlie Murphy stuff during the Mike and Ike era, when you did with Barkin. Didn't you have him on once? You had Charlie
I did
Murphy
have
on the
Charlie
show.
Murphy on once. Yep. And ask him, did he ever get confused with Ike Reese? Anybody ever say to you like Ike Reese?
Probably not.
He didn't realize I was joking. He was like, no.
Probably not.
I figured I had to say
hey,
it to
man,
him.
Man, I love y'all kids.
All right, Yoshi.
Y'all cats, man. Y'all have a great weekend. Go Birds!
Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Yoshi's got to start picking up the Bluetooth or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know he's driving. We need Bluetooth, not speaker, Yoshi, with all due respect. So Pro Football Focus every year puts out their top 101, the top 101 players according to their scores in the NFL. So the number one player this year was Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson was the number one rated Pro Football Focus player. I think that is fair. His stats were unbelievable. This doesn't take into account, did you win the Super Bowl? Did you not win the Super Bowl?
We should.
It's just how you played. So Lamar Jackson was number one. The top, do you want to guess who the top rated Eagles player was?
Saquon.
No.
Saquon was it?
He was not.
Oh, then you got to be Jalen.
No.
Oh, I mean, no Jalen Carter. That's what I was
thinking. No, not Jalen Carter.
Oh, I'll get the third one to Zach.
Nope.
Not Zach Bond.
Jordan Mailata was the third rated player in the NFL, according to Pro Football Focus.
See, this is why I want to burn their list every time.
Don't you hate on our,
no,
our Aussie?
Jordan. I love Jordan. You mean tell me Jordan Mailata was the third best player in football?
So Myles Garrett was number two.
Okay.
Here's the thing, though.
Yes.
Saquon Barkley was number 10.
Yes,
all right. And he was the second running back.
That's what I said.
Derrick Henry was number five, and Saquon was number 10. So
now how is Derrick Henry ranked ahead of Saquon?
I have no idea. They're the ones that watch the film,
I
guess?
Saying, like,
I don't
how is that
know.
Even possible?
Now, I didn't watch as much Derrick Henry as I watched Saquon, but I can tell you.
Well, we know who the best running back in football was this
year. It was Saquon.
Yes.
So how many Eagles do you think were ahead of Jalen?
We're ahead of Jalen.
Yeah. How many Eagles? Because Jalen was on the list.
Well, I don't know where Jalen was at, but I would imagine.
So we already know Jordan.
You know Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson,
yep.
Landon Dickerson, Jalen Carter, Saquon, Zach Bond. But I go with the two receivers. I mean, both AJ and Devontae missed games.
They did
due to injuries. But see, Jalen's numbers were not that impressive this year.
It's not just numbers, though.
But when I say numbers, I mean
all of
passing
them.
Numbers. Yeah, that's probably all I would have in front of Jalen. You know what? Oh, the rookies. How did Cooper and Quinyon do?
So Jalen was the 11th Eagle.
He was the 11th Eagle.
Here are the Eagles they had ahead of Jalen.
Okay.
Jordan, Saquon, Zach Bond, Lane Johnson, A.J. Brown.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean. Now, Cooper ranked higher than Quinyon.
Okay.
Cooper DeJean was the 45th. Landon Dickerson, Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Milton Williams, and then Jalen at 91.
They threw Milton Williams in front of Jalen, too?
They did. Now, 91, I expected more quarterbacks to be ahead of Jalen, and he is the 8th-ranked QB, which to me actually seems fair.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If you're taking into account everything.
Yeah.
So here are the QBs above Jalen and their rankings. Jalen, the 91st overall player,
but only
8th-ranked QB.
7 QBs in front of him.
Yes.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson was number 1.
Okay.
Joe Burrow, number 4.
Okay.
Josh Allen, number 6.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels was number 20.
Mm.
Here's one you're not going to like.
Okay.
Justin Herbert was number 33.
Justin Herbert. Okay.
39 was Patrick Mahomes, okay. And 65 was Baker Mayfield.
Well, Baker definitely had a better year than Jalen last year, throwing the ball for sure.
Yep.
Justin Herbert, I'm a little surprised at that one because his numbers weren't eye-popping either.
They weren't positive.
They turned him into a damn game manager.
Yeah, now, I think he only threw 3 interceptions or something, but how many did he throw in the playoff game? I think he threw 3 in the playoff game alone.
Well, that's right, they did make it. But who'd they lose? They lost to Houston, right?
They did.
Yeah.
And I think he threw 3 interceptions.
I think you're right.
In that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go. So to me, the most stunning thing is Saquon at 10 and Saquon not as the top ranked running back.
Yeah. Yeah. The quarterback, it's not disrespectful. I thought you were actually going to put, I thought they may have put Stafford. I had a Jalen.
Yeah, Stafford had a very uneven year, I would say.
Yep. But, yeah, to have half of his starting lineups in front of him.
Yes.
And he's the quarterback.
And two of them rookies. One of them a part-time player. Milton Williams.
That's the one that's really the craziest.
Played 40% of the snaps.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough, too. A.J. was 30, and Devontae was not on the list.
Oh, yeah. That's why you didn't even say Smith.
No, so Devontae was not on the list. Yep.
Did Smitty get 1,000 yards this year?
And Cam Jurgens didn't make the list either, by the way. And neither did Becton, and neither did, I guess.
The other three linemen did, though.
The other three linemen
did.
Yep. All right.
Was Jurgens a pro bowler? I couldn't remember.
I don't remember.
Okay.
215-592-9494. Joe in Downingtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Yo, Joe.
I blame Buzz. I can see when Buzz is checking on him because the line grays out. I just don't see a lot of checking. Larry in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Larry?
Okay, that's two.
Hey, what's going on,
fellas?
Oh,
there we go. What's up, Larry?
Hello? You hear me?
Yep.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, Phil.
What's up, Larry?
So I wanted to comment on, speak on the offense of the Eagles.
Yep.
I don't think it's going to be too much of a drop off, but I do think that the passing game will be more of a factor going into next year, only because Nick Sirianni, I believe he's one of the guys that soaks up a lot of knowledge, right? And I think that with the offense that Kellen Moore had, also with 22 and the tape that they have, he's going to do a lot of combination of both years. And, like you said, he don't do anything without the new guy coming in, without him, asking him, his confirmation. So I think that he's going to be a confirmation guy for Nick Sirianni, what plays to call, more so on that aspect. And Nick Sirianni's going to be more hands-on with the offense. With Vic here, he's still going to be in charge of the defense, but I think Nick Sirianni is going to be more so of an offensive play caller with the help from his name is skipping my tongue right now. The new offensive coordinator.
Petullo.
I think that's going to be the way the offense is going to be ran. I think, you know, Howie is going to allow Nick, you know, some leeway with running the offense, you know, given that the years that he had, you know. So I think it may work out, but I do think it's trial and error. You know, he just won the Super Bowl, so give him a little bit of leeway. He got his there. So, you know, it's a trial and error. And if it doesn't work out, then you bring in somebody else that you know, who is capable of running this offense.
You know, Petullo could be good at it. The one thing I would disagree with you there, Larry, is, like, I don't think this is time for leeway. You know, this is the opposite of the time for leeway. You win a championship, you have reset the standard for the Philadelphia Eagles. And not only have you reset the standard, you've reset the expectation of what people think you can do. You know, so I think what you're saying is they deserve the benefit of the doubt with the Petullo hire. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fair. He could definitely be good at it. But I can see people's concern with the, you know, when Elliott says he feels like when this happens they can get stale. I understand that. The problem is that none of us know what Kevin Petullo actually thinks or wants to do with mm-hmm. the offense. It's possible. You know, there are times when somebody is working for an organization and for somebody that they don't have the same vision of what the person running the thing does, but that's not their job. Their job is to execute the other person's vision.
Right.
So we're going to find out what Kevin Petullo's vision is. Hey, Larry, next question today. In 1948, NASCAR started. I don't get NASCAR. Give us something popular that you just don't get.
The Sixers.
I wouldn't say that they're even popular at this point. I don't think anybody gets the Sixers. Is there anybody like waving pom-poms saying, boy, I sure do love the Sixers right now?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. If the Eagles hadn't won the Super Bowl, today would have been.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. Because morning, I get up around 6:15 or so. I sit in front of my computer, and I start thinking, all right, you know, what would be a good thing for today?
Yeah.
And the Sixers thing did but I just want to, like, bum everybody out and be angry
right.
on a Friday. Mm-hmm. But if the Eagles hadn't won the Super Bowl, if we had a normal Eagles season,
yeah.
today would have been open up the show and light up the Sixers.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
The problem,
especially after seeing them the first game after the All-Star break. On
everyone's rested.
TV. Yeah, like, what?
Against the Celtics, who, by the way, they beat. The last time
Morning
they played them,
right?
Yeah,
was that
two times ago. They've played them one time since Christmas, I think. But
early,
you know,
February, yeah,
yeah. The problem with getting mad about it is I don't know. We're gonna have to have the conversation at some point as to, like, you get mad. And then what is the action?
Yeah,
step?
Yeah. What do you do about it?
To
yeah.
what now? You can be yep. mad about it, mm-hmm. but what do you do? And if trading Embiid's not the right thing because you got to trade a bunch of picks, like, do you start thinking about rebuilding? Do you try to rebuild on the fly? I'll give more credit for this. You know, when he was with Houston, he wasn't allowed to tank. Mm-hmm. So when Yao Ming couldn't play anymore and they lost Tracy McGrady, and they had a rebuild, like, sort of on the fly, and that's yeah. how they ended up with James Harden.
Yep.
You know, they went from that team with Kevin Martin and all those guys and was able to do it. But this is a, you know... And I don't know what leeway he has from the organization at mm-hmm. this point. You know, I think he'll be in charge next year, but I don't know how long that leash is.
Well, I'll tell you what happens. After we get done yelling about Embiid and Paul George, you know, people are going to start focusing on Morey.
Well, I think first they fire Nick. I think Nick Nurse is the...
Fire.
He's who gets
he's
fired.
The scapegoat. Yeah,
yeah, but Morey's got to answer for it. He's yeah. got to answer for the extension. And it's tough for me because I thought it was the right thing to sign Paul George.
Mm-hmm.
The Embiid extension, we debated this on the – he had 2 years left. I don't know why they had to do the Embiid extension now. But, like, when you agree with all the moves that they made, I was glad they signed Yabusele. I was glad they signed Eric Gordon. I was, like, everything. I was glad they re-signed Kelly Oubre. Everyone thought the Caleb Martin signing was great. He was supposed to get twice as much money. It's hard for me to be mad at him because even if they don't sign Embiid to the extension, we're still stuck in this right now, and
yeah.
we're stuck in it next year. So,
yep.
yeah. All right. Coming up next, we will take your calls on the whether the Eagles offense needs to change drastically. 215-592-9494. And I didn't know this until Buzz mentioned it before the show. Baseball is experimenting in spring training, not with robot umpires, but sort of a step toward robot umpires. So we'll tell you, and you'll see this or hear it, when because the Phillies have this capability at their stadium. When you hear the Phillies spring training games on WIP, the first one tomorrow afternoon, a new thing going on in baseball that I want to get your opinion on. We're at Chickies and Peas in South Philly. Big games, big events, always better at Chickies, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly, where we'll be on Fridays all throughout the spring and summer. You know, Chickies, basketball, hockey, baseball, all better with ice cold beer and crab fries. Find a location near you at chickiesandpeats.com. You mentioned you watched most of that hockey game last night between Canada and the U.S. I saw the very end of it. Does it make you... Now, what a... A win for the NHL to have something that so many people were into, especially when the NBA is having like the worst all-star.
Right.
Does it make you more likely to care about hockey when you watch something like that? Or,
you know what? It would make me care more about that exhibition.
That exhibition.
Yes.
Yes. Well, you know what else it puts to shame? The NBA midseason tournament, who nobody cares about.
That nobody cares about, exactly.
They do that.
I pay
kind
more
of
attention
thing.
To that than I didn't even pay attention to the end season tournament for the NBA. But let me ask you this, because you brought this up the other day when we were talking about the NBA All-Star game as a possibility moving forward. They do the Europeans versus the United States. See, that would be something I would be interested in.
So I think they did it 4 years ago.
The NBA
I can't remember.
Did?
I think they did it one year. I think they just have to commit to it.
Yeah.
The one thing the NBA screws up is they screw around with everything so much. I had no idea what was happening with the All-Star game.
I had no idea what that was. Sunday.
Like I didn't even know they were doing it.
The concept,
And I do a basketball podcast, and I didn't even know what was going on. They screw around with it too much. I think the thing with hockey is, and it's the same thing with baseball, high-stakes hockey and high-stakes baseball are the best because of the limited number of times that anybody scores, and like the tension is just so high.
Oh, that was great last night. That was playoff hockey.
Yep.
It was intense. You know, the fact that you got great players on both sides. And this whole thing with Canada versus USA, it had an Olympic feel to it.
They did boo during O Canada.
Yeah, they
last
did.
Night.
They awesome.
Booed. Yep.
And I'm into the Olympics.
You're big Olympics.
Yeah, I like the Olympics. I do that whole thing. So I was into that last night. And if the NBA were to do that, I would enjoy watching that as an all-star game because I think there's some pride the USA players would have to take in competing against those international players because of the backlash the American-born players would get.
If they lost.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, not even just the players. I actually, now that you're saying it, I think it gives the fans something to care
about. Yeah, how about
is,
that? Yes.
I don't care if East beats West.
Right.
I don't care if Chuck's team beats Kenny's team.
Right.
None of that means anything to me. But I think it's why everybody gets involved in the World Cup with soccer is because we can cheer for, and not anything negative about the rest of the world, but we can have some pride in the United States is winning.
I agree.
And I think if the fans care, the fans will be even more pissed off if the U.S. team wins.
Which will absolutely make the players care.
That is a good point. Yep. 215-592-9494. Oh, by the way, the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. A.J. Brown says the offense should change drastically next year. Do you agree? 60.1% say it's got to change. No, fine as is. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fellas? What's going on, chickies?
What it do, Drew?
What it do?
Once again, feel great waking up a champion, part of the Jalen Hurts Championship Club.
Oh, okay.
And got a couple of points today. So, first off, just thinking about the draft. I mean, I know you guys haven't talked much about that yet. I know the combine is just about to start. But I'd like to see us make a splash with a Power 5 edge rusher. I know, you know, you guys aren't real fans of football because, like, you don't watch college football. You're not a real fan. But I would like – I don't know if you guys
I'm your draft expert here.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Nick Starkton from A&M or the other A&M edge rusher. They're both pretty much elite. Or as much as I hate to say it, not out Corey, but Jack Sawyer knows how to win, played a lot of experience in college, be a great addition to the team, or how he works the magic with the miserable franchise in the top 10 pick and get Jalen Walker.
Who? Who'd you say? Who was that last player?
Jalen Walker, Georgia Edge. He won a Buckus Award.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a Georgia Bulldog.
He's supposed to go top 10, so, I mean, it'll be rough, but
come on, Andrew. Don't lose steam, man.
We're talking about the draft in February? Come on. I'll know who the hell these guys are in a month. Just give it a rest. The draft. They have the 32nd pick. Give it a rest. Wait till 2 weeks before the draft. What are we talking about?
It's talking about Howie Roseman making some magic here. So.
All right.
But it is a long way away, though, okay, Andrew?
Yeah. And they would be –
They haven't even gone to the combine yet.
They have a very young defense, and they're the fourth cheapest defense in terms of cap space.
Yep.
And it's important when you're going to invest, you're going to pay almost every offensive lineman, pay both your wide receivers, pay your quarterback. You're going to have to save money somewhere, and they saved it with young players on defense. But then you're at this point, that the good point you're making, okay, Andrew, is you just can't pay everybody. So you hit on guys like Milton Williams, and maybe you can't hang on to him because of the price tag. And if you're going to continue to spend the weight that you do on offense, you're going to have to replace players at a lower cost on defense. I'm just not ready to hear the exact players yet.
We're definitely taking Jack Sawyer out of Ohio State.
Oh, there we go.
Next thing, Mike, your question of the day.
Yes.
Of course, Jalen would want to throw more. I mean, it's this new offense, and I do think the offense will change. But the thing is, he's had more responsibility this year. Like I said before, and his mindset is that he'll run and pass and do what it takes to win. Would you rather put up stats or trophies?
I know that's not what we're talking about. I'm not going to have the same argument every time. Do I want stats or trophies? I want trophies, but they're not, you know, like a lot of good players. Didn't Saquon Barkley have stats? There are plenty of Super Bowl winning quarterbacks that had good stats. They're not like, it's not one or the other. So that is not, I'm not going to have this argument over and over and over again. They were able to do it this year. They're not going to be able to do it next year. If you're going to go into next year assuming that you can give Saquon Barkley the ball 500 times again, you're insane. There's no chance. Or there's very little chance, and you certainly can't bank on it. You cannot bank on it. So
I agree. I agree with that.
Okay.
But I do think Jalen's going to throw the ball more. That's what I just said that. And okay. I think that when everyone's healthy next season, that everyone's going to get a chance to eat, and we'll be back. But to switch one more topic, talking baseball real quick, to your point yesterday, the leadoff spot, or the other day, I like Boehm and I like Turner at the top of the lineup, and we need someone at the end of the lineup that can move with speed. So either Boehm or Turner at the top. And I do think that...
Well, Boehm is the slowest guy on the team.
Well...
He is.
Well,
he's not slower than Schwarber.
I bet you in a foot race, Schwarber wins it.
That
would be sad.
And he's proven he can get on base last season. He's proven his potential. We just got to see it more consistent.
Yeah, he's just, I think he's too, thank you for the call.
Yeah, when you bring up speed, yeah.
He's too slow for the top of the lineup. Yes. Not even for, it's not about, and this is one thing Trey Turner said yesterday, it's not about stealing bases necessarily. It's about if you get on and you're on, it's about getting first to third on a second. It's about scoring runs. It's about advancing base runners. And if you're Alec Boehm, he's not a guy that gets first to third on a single. He's just, it's like he's running on ice or something. So,
I tell you what, though, you put him in between Turner and Bryce.
We'll get some pitches to hit.
He gets
some
pitches. He does make contact.
Yep. But I even think that even more makes me want to hit Bryce second, because I think even putting Boehm behind, Boehm and Schwarber behind Bryce. So now that we're on baseball, so Buzz told me this. I had no idea they were doing it. Baseball is experimenting with a thing in spring training now called the ball strike challenge. So what you can do is a manager can't do it, but a pitcher, a catcher, or a hitter can immediately challenge the call of a ball or a strike, and they immediately go to I guess there's lasers there or whatever, like the box that we see on TV,
right.
And they can correct it there. And you get two of them a game. You get two wrong ones a game. So if you're right, you keep your two, right? And if you're wrong,
it's like a challenge.
Yeah,
in football. Yeah.
Now,
but in football, you can lose them even if you're right.
Do you?
Yeah. If you get two right, you get a third, but you can't go beyond three.
Right.
You get infinite number of them.
Oh, really?
If you're right.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
okay. We've been doing this all game?
I guess the batter has to touch his head. What does the pitcher have to do, Buzz?
Same thing. You just tap your head.
Tap your head.
Okay.
What do you think of it?
I think it can slow the game down, but I don't know how much. You know, we're sitting here watching these games, and they have that damn box on our TV screen, and
drives you crazy.
Yeah, we're questioning balls and strikes all the time. So I guess if there's a way that it could be done without it being...
It should be instant.
Right,
really.
Yeah. I guess. I tell you what, I'm going to be interested to watch it in the spring.
I would be interested to watch it. I can only imagine it happening in a high-leverage situation.
Yeah.
Say the end of a game, base is loaded. Your guy gets called out on a third strike. We have one left. He taps his helmet.
Now, I love that part of it.
That part.
And vice versa, if it's a pitcher who feels like he threw a strike and didn't get the call.
To me, it's like... If you could just tell me whether it's a ball or a strike with a computer in 1 second, why are we not just doing that with every pitch? It doesn't make any sense to me. All the umpire should be doing is hearing a thing in his ear and saying ball or strike. Like, what are we
That's
using?
Eventually coming, I think.
Yeah, but like...
See, that's what I'm a little afraid of.
See, I don't think we should do it at all. I would rather just have the umpire do it.
Right.
And I don't even think we should be seeing the box on TV because it makes us crazy.
It does.
So to me, it's like... It's all for me with instant replay. If the point is, they always say it's about getting it right. If it's about getting it right, we can get balls and strikes right without umpires every single time. We don't need them. Like, what do we need challenges for to get it wrong or right? Like, why are we slowing the game down, even if by 5 seconds, if we know what the answer is every single pitch? It's just like it's one or the other to me. It's not both like this. Right. I hate challenges in every sport, actually.
I do like the strategy that this brings of, like, when to deploy it. Like, only have two, and it's like, do you use it in the first or second?
Right, you can't be wasting it on the first batter.
You can't be wasting it on the first batter. And, like, if you got guys on the bench, like, chirping at the umpire, they go, use the challenge. Like, that's just the immediate response.
Yeah. I'm not completely put off by it, but I do want to see how it works. I like the idea of it late in the game. and something like that happens, that's when we mainly complain about balls and strikes, when it is, we're in a more high leverage situation,
yeah,
where the results certainly will matter. The pitch clock, I wasn't sure how it was going to work.
Pitch clock's awesome.
And then I wind up loving it.
Yeah. I like golden at bat better than the challenge.
Now, what's the golden at bat?
That's when you, at any point during the, or in the last three innings,
oh, yeah, y'all brought
you can
that
send
up.
Somebody
yeah,
out
yeah.
to bat.
I like that idea, too.
I love golden at bat.
I kind of like that
I'll
idea
I'll fight
as well.
Jack on that forever. You talk about drama. There's drama.
Well, you can put anybody in there
yes.
to hit. Yeah, I like that, too.
That's drama.
Hey, man, give baseball some credit, man.
They try.
A sport that's stuck in their old ways for so many years. They're at least starting to
yeah.
change some things around. And the pitch clock was awesome.
Pitch clock incredible.
2.5 hour games, 2 hour games. Come on, man. Can't beat that.
I also love the ghost runner in extra innings.
Yep.
I love it because it moves the game along. It adds a little. Think about how many extra inning games you watch where there were no base runners.
I agree.
There was no excitement.
Yeah.
Now you're one hit away from scoring a run, even without hitting a home run in extra innings.
And I was in favor of keeping a 7-inning doubleheader.
I like 7-inning doubleheader, too.
Well, Ike over here wants 7-inning playoff games. Just all season.
Oh, hold on. Did I say playoff games?
No, I exaggerated a little bit.
I didn't know if I'd said that or not.
Would anybody really complain about 7-inning games? Would anybody really complain if they got out of there like 45 minutes
earlier? You did the pitch clock and 7 innings. Game's going to be an hour long.
Fine. Fine. 215-592-9494.
Yeah, Buzz, we don't need to sit around all day.
I got tweets to look at. Robin Princeton, you're on WIP.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call. The Barkley factor, there's two things we know for sure. John Barry's losing sleep over $2 million and an extra year's salary. And also the blueprint is out there now for Baltimore and Buffalo to beat them. But the Barkley factor on the overall league, I would really like to hear your guys' opinion on one. Will we see 1% more play calls run league-wide? Also, more of a balanced attack as pass all the time? And also the salaries of the running back, as he brought respect and more money for the running back?
I think the running back thing is an interesting question. I don't think it happens right away. But I do think if we see another year where running backs are this sort of important and dominant, I think we could get to a place where, but I don't think what's interesting about it is sort of like a wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You can draft a quarterback high and it could change your team. You can't. I don't think you can draft a running back high if your team isn't already good and change your team because the offensive line
on
is
on a running back.
Well, but the offensive line is still incredibly important.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I do think they could.
Yeah.
I do think it'll be interesting to see how defenses adjust, to see if defenses start playing differently. Because what started happening, everybody started playing the Vic Fangio, too high. And mm-hmm. that's why people, and they couldn't go deep anymore. So they just decided, well, we're going to work with the area that's there.
Yeah.
What we have to look for is, does defense adjust again to the way teams are running the ball, and do running backs stay this important? But I think if we see another year of it, I think we could see bigger contracts for running backs.
Yeah, I think it still boils down to each individual player. And what I mean by that is every running back isn't created the same.
Yep.
Right? Just like every quarterback isn't created the same. And for me, and I've always been a proponent of this, you pay special players. See, the thing I didn't like is that they had started to throw a blanket over the position regardless of how special the player was.
Right.
Right? And so, to me, the Derrick Henrys, the Saquon Barkleys, even Josh Jacobs, who was able to do what he did. Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing 2 years ago, I believe it was, with the Raiders. And the Raiders didn't want to pay him.
Maybe it's more about every quarterback gets paid. Maybe for running back, it's the top five.
That's the way
paid.
I look at it. Yes, yep. That's the way I would look at it, is those special guys should get paid.
Rob, yeah. NASCAR started today in 1948. What is something that that is really popular that you just don't get?
Okay, I just want to throw in Christian McCaffrey. The NFC.
He's another one. Yeah.
San Francisco 2 years ago. Yep. So if Derrick Henry does it again, leads his team to the Super Bowl. Okay.
Well, and then just real quick, Rob, just off of that, the other thing will be how can quarterbacks can play for 20 years.
The physical abuse, yes.
Can running backs, because Christian McCaffrey has not been able to hold up. You know, Saquon, before he got here, had some injury issues.
That's legit.
We'll see how many can actually, you know, shoulder this kind of load. That's another question, too.
Right. Okay. The thing I don't quite understand is there's three professional leagues. I find it shocking that LA didn't approve it for their Olympics in 2028. Brisbane, Australia is going to possibly approve it in 2032. The top guys make a $2.5 million salary earnings and winnings and endorsements. Ben Johns is pickleball. I mean, people build their recreational life and their sporting life over pickleball as opposed to a traditional tennis.
You don't get it? You don't get pickleball?
I understand the recreational value of it, but there's no way I'm going to pay $50, $75 for a good seat live to see it play.
To watch it.
I'll watch a baseball game. Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Thank you for the call, Rob. I didn't know people watched pickleball. I thought pickleball was just this sport that if you're old and washed, you can play because you can't play basketball anymore, you know?
Yeah. It's funny because when I ran into T.O. down there in New Orleans, he had just left the pickleball tournament.
Was he playing?
Yeah.
Oh, he looks like a huge pickleball guy.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So pickleball is basically like tennis, but with – and it's always doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
And – what is the difference between that and tennis, Buzz? I actually have never watched pickleball. Is there a big difference between
it's more so that the ball just doesn't bounce as far and the court's a little bit smaller. So to your point about being old and washed, you just cover less ground.
Oh. I mean, maybe pickleball's fun. Maybe we should do a WIP afternoon show pickleball.
A nice summer thing, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the game where they hit the ball off the wall?
Racquetball or squash?
Racquetball, that's what that is, yeah.
I played racquetball when I was younger. Racquetball is hard. Squash is impossible.
Squash, never even heard of it.
So squash, the difference in racquetball, the racket, the actual head of the racket is very close to your hand.
Right.
And the ball is really bouncy.
Yeah.
Squash, it has a longer racket with a smaller head, and the ball, it barely bounces anywhere. Huh. Squash was big where I went to high school because I went to a hoity-toity rich kid school, and they all played squash. I tried squash for 2 days, and I was done.
Yeah, never even seen squash.
Yeah.
Racquetball, though, I am familiar with.
Yeah, racquetball. Well,
I've actually tried that before.
Yeah, well, for a while, most gyms you would go to would have racquetball courts.
Yep.
You know?
Like LA Fitness or,
They would all have those.
Yeah.
And Buzz, are you a pickleball guy?
I have never played pickleball, though I have observed pickleball.
Because you're younger, but you're like washed as a young guy.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing doesn't look like you have much athletic ability. I don't like you're a guy who played sports. Maybe your parents forced you when you were in that youth age.
No, they didn't force me.
Well, I'm just saying, they not forced you, but they encouraged you to play in that youthful age. And then once you get to, like, middle school and high school, you realize your athletic ability wasn't really where the other kids' athletic ability was. And you just pretty much watched sports from that point on.
I was a high school baseball player. And I was an eighth grade basketball all-star because I was taller than everybody. I hit puberty early.
Okay.
But that's where it peaked.
Did not guess that.
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you just coming at Buzz, telling me he never played
sports. You never played sports. You never played the game. What do you have an opinion?
Well, listen. That's not it. Not about you having an opinion. Believe me. A lot of people who haven't played sports and have an opinion. I'm used to that.
I see you looking at me. I played sports in high school.
Yeah, I'm looking at Spike, too.
Yeah.
And there's a list of you guys at the station that I feel like have never played a sport in your life.
So what?
So I apologize to you, Buzz, because I didn't know you played high school baseball.
So
did you actually play, though, or were you on a team?
No, I actually played.
What position?
Outfield.
You want to give me a position?
Right field.
Okay.
Right or left field?
Well, yeah, I didn't think it was center field. Yep.
No, I'm not covering that kind of
ground. That's a shot again. That's a shot again.
Well, he has a heavy bottom.
That's one way to put it. Yeah.
Am I right, Buzz?
No, I do.
Yeah, he has a heavy bottom.
Thick with a couple of C's.
Yeah, yeah. He's got thick legs. So, yeah, I didn't expect him to play center field.
Now, Boomer at FAN, Boomer Esiason, would call the people he thinks, the people who didn't play sports, NARPs.
NARPs.
Non-athletic regular person. And when he didn't like your opinion on sport, he would just call you a narp and move on. You are far more accepting of us, though I can see in your head you have a narp meter on all of us, even if you don't say it out loud, especially if you don't like the opinion on something.
That's right.
Yep. All right. Buzz is going to handle the top 5 of 5 next with Jackie out. Buzz, what do we have to look forward to?
A lot of cliches. Going to start hearing them in spring training tomorrow. We're going to rank them.
Oh, the top 5 baseball cliches.
And there's baseball's where you get the most cliches.
Oh, it's made of cliches. On the bump. Well, I hope I didn't take one of yours there.
The spring training specific cliches.
Okay, spring training specifically. All right. We'll talk to you as well. Do you think the Eagles offense needs to change drastically like A.J. Brown said? 215-592-9494. It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.